Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, good night, everybody. We are getting on right now. Of course, this is the pregame extended hour. This is your boy, Brooklyn Black. I'm in twos. We're getting it going on right now. Everybody on Facebook, hope you guys are tuning in. Everybody on Twitter, hope you guys are tuning in. I know we got a couple people coming in, calling in, and everything like that. The number is 347-857-4302. If you guys want to talk to me, get in on the topic or whatnot. We're going to be rocking here with you guys until 4 o'clock. You know, get everybody who's coming from the club, get them home safe and everything like that. And we're going to get it going, and we're going to start off with a couple of topics. But first off, like I normally do, I want to start off with a shout-out to iMobile Bronx, 2460 Grand Concourse, Bronx, New York. If you got a Sprint phone, you want to get your Sprint phone fixed. If you want to go buy yourself a new phone, you know, everything like that, you can go in on that. You can go there, 2460 Grand Concourse, Bronx, New York, easily accessible from the 4D, BX12, BX2 bus. You guys can get there. Also, too, tonight, a couple things going on. There is a HBX party over at Club HBX in the Bronx. If you want to know some more about it, get at me. Also, too, Club Boulevard is popping tonight. Club Boulevard. If you want, you can say you want Jazzy Fox's guest list. That's JAZZEFOX Fox. You can say you're on guest list. Ladies are free all night. Fellas, I'm sorry you guys are late. More than likely, you can't get in anyway. Going on 3 o'clock, the club about to shut down. So pretty much the basis on this show is to cover whatever we missed in the first show, and then, you know, to get everybody who's headed home, get them home safe, give them something to talk about, and everything like that. Big shout out to Pro Dillinger. He got some big stuff for, going on right now. Check him out on Facebook, facebook.com/ProDillinger. That's PRODILLINGER, Pro Dillinger. Check him out on Facebook. Also, to check out Black.Live on Facebook. Check him out on Twitter. Hell, Google it. Facebook.com, Black.Live. Also, too, a couple other things going on tonight. Also, check out Wonder845. That is Wonder, WNDA845.com. Check out the site. Also, to check out Lucky Me New City on Facebook, on Twitter, Google. Also, he is on datpiff.com, datpiff.com, datpiff. So pretty much tonight, in this 3 o'clock hour, we're going to go and get into whatever the people want to hear, whatever you guys want to talk about. It is all about you guys tonight. The number to call in tonight is 347-857-4302. I am Brooklyn Black. I'll be rocking with you guys all night, but until 4 o'clock. If you guys want to hear me after that, I'll give you guys information to do all of that and everything like that. Also, too, for the people who are following on Twitter, follow Joe Vaughn. That will be twitter.com/JOVONN. Also, you want to follow S.I, that is S-D-O-T, the letter I, and Puma, P-U-M-A 213. You want to follow those guys, see what they messing with, see what they rocking with tonight. Also, too, like I said on the last show, you want to check out the SAS crew on Twitter. They are Mayhem SAS and, let me see, the other brother's name leaves me right now, but I know one of the brothers, he is Mayhem SAS. Check him out, Facebook or Twitter. If you guys know SAS, they were in the State Property 2 movie. Check them out. They got some real good stuff going on right now on the Facebook. I want to send a shout-out to Sister Queen of Swords. If she's listening, if she can hear my voice, Queen of Swords, I did not forget you, babe. Thank you for tuning into the show. Thank you for getting the word out. Like I said, tonight is just one of the test runs. We're just, you know, getting around everything, seeing how it's going, everything like that. Also, too, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, just search Dollar Van Demos. you guys should see what they're working with. These guys are cool. If you're coming out of the NYC, that's what we're going to deal with. Also, too, for my people listening out in the West Coast, I know you guys are out here. If you're not listening tonight, you want to check out the coach and the Rangers on Twitter, on Facebook. I believe on Twitter you can get with the coach at the Coach Cares. So if you're listening on Twitter, it's www.twitter.com/thecoachcares. We're going to get to a couple things tonight, but pretty much right now, I want to pretty much see what the public, you know, my three listeners, hey, first show, well, first night of show, so, you know, I'm not expecting such a big turnout. So, you guys be in the chat room, hit me with a topic, you know, we're just trying pretty much, like I said, fill out this 3 to 4 o'clock slot, see what's going on with you guys. More than likely, pretty much my slot will be Saturday nights, 11 o'clock. If there's anything earlier or later, I'll let you know via Facebook, via Twitter, what's going on. But as of right now, the time slot is Saturday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on the West Coast, let me see, that would be 3. So if it's 1 a.m., no, I'm sorry, if it's 2 a.m. your time, that's when my show comes on. If it's 2 a.m. in Cali, that's when the show comes on the East Coast. That's how we're going to do it. Right now, we're going to still go on with the polygamy topic. We're going on polygamy like the brother Pro Dillinger. He wants to go in on that. The number is 347-857-4302. We're talking about polygamy right now. If you want me to promote anything you're working on, you can hit me up. The email for the show is BrooklynBLK, that is Brooklyn, BrooklynBLK at gmail.com. You can also send me on Facebook, but if you want to get anything pertaining to the show and the show only, that is the best way you can do it. Like I said, now back to the polygamy and everything like that. As far as polygamy goes, I say if you base this other show, I was pretty much against it just based on the fact because, you know, with the sanctity of marriage and everything like that, everything is all discombobulated as far as polygamy can go. But I'm willing to hear how, you know, you feel no matter what your religion is, if you're Muslim, if you're Christian, if you're Muslim, Christian, Judaist, whatever your denomination is, however you feel. If you can hear my voice and you feel, you know, you can chime in on this, and especially when it comes to the fact of polygamy or infidelity or whatever it is, we're covering everything that covers into everything that falls into that. So call us in 347-857-4302. Also, too, like I said, follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I am Brooklyn Black. Not hard to find. My picture is still the same. So if you go on Facebook, go on Twitter, you match your pictures up, that is me. Now, it says that according to Brother Pro Dillinger, he called in earlier, he had a lot of good views to put on the subject and everything like that. But as of right now, he is of the Islamic faith, and according to Islamic faith, how he puts it is that Islamic law is that they can have up to 4 wives if they can afford 4 wives. So, let me know how you feel on Facebook, how you feel on Twitter, everybody. Let me know how you're feeling. Like I said, number is 347-857-4302. I will be here till 4 o'clock. Also, too, you know, you can let me know how you feel on the chat and everything like that. Right now, I'm going to take a call from 347 area code, 347-322. Be prepared, pick up. You are on live with Brooklyn Black in the pregame extended edition. What's up?
What's up? This is Queen of Swords. I'm just listening. I'm just listening. As long as everybody get along. That's all I'm going to say. As long as everybody get along.
Okay, so, all right, so, question. So Sister Queen, all right, so you pretty much, you heard what I've been saying for the past 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And right now, and you probably see what's going on in the chat room. The
I was talking, but my computer
up.
Is too slow.
Okay, well, Brother Pro Dillinger, he's bringing up the subject of polygamy and things like that that go within the sanctity of marriage.
Okay.
What are your aspects as far as polygamy and fidelity as far as marriage is concerned? Like, where's your views on that one?
My view is as long as everybody get along. Because a lot of women that get involved with things like this, they get jealous and, you know, not getting along and, you know, stuff like that. Because I have friends that's doing that right now, and the girls be jealous, you know. I have a friend that's married to two girls, and both of them be getting real jealous of each other. So I think if you really want to get into that, you have to know that's something you want to do and have that open mind. And that's all I got to say.
Okay, so pretty much. No, because I'm going to keep you on for a little bit, at least until
okay.
Someone else calls in, or, you know, at least someone has something to come back with, to combat you with. So I'm going to keep you on for a little bit.
Okay.
So pretty much you're saying as long as the main chick and the other chick get along, it should be no problem, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay, that's just the thing if it's one man and two women. Let's say what would be the what would be the guidelines for if it's one woman, two guys. Quinn, I'm still with you. If it's
Say it again.
If it's one woman and two guys, would the game change in any way?
Hell no. I mean no. As long as everybody get along, same thing. As long as everybody gets along and knows what they're getting into and peace and love, that's my opinion. Because love is universal. I don't know who made up that law that says you're supposed to only love one person. Your soul is not one person. That's impossible. Because every time you get with somebody, you learn something about yourself. So how could it be your soulmate is one person? That's impossible, because you learn something about yourself. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, a soulmate is not one person. That's my opinion. I don't think soulmate is one person. That's impossible. I don't know who made up that law, but we didn't make that up. We just followed what somebody made up.
So pretty much you feel if as far as the soul thing is concerned, it's not the one soul belongs to one person. You feel it just has to go to someone else. That's it's not that it goes to someone else, but it's at least divided amongst a certain amount of people.
Yes, because your soulmate can be through one person. Your soulmate can't be one person. That's my opinion. Because every time you get with somebody, you say the same thing, right? I met my soulmate. But what about the last one? The last one before that, you said the same thing. So it can't be one person. That's just my opinion. That's what I think.
Okay. No, and like I said, it is all real good. Like, you're getting a lot of good feedback in the chat room. Even though there's another person in there, but you're getting good feedback. The Brother Pro, he's feeling what you're saying. And like I said, it's good feedback, because I'm also getting it from a female's point of view, because most of the time, as far as polygamy goes, you know, a lot of guys, they'll call in, yeah, you know, I'm a pimp, I'm a player, you know, I can have many hoes and yada, yada, yada. So to hear something like what you're saying coming from a woman's point of view, from a sister's point of view, it's really, you know, it's highly respected and, you know, it's up there.
Yeah, it can't be one person. It's just, you know.
Right, like I said, I feel sick because not a lot of women would agree to what you're saying. So for you to come on here as a woman, and even as a black woman, to say what you're saying, that's really kind of, what's the word, monumental.
Yes, because I'm Queen of Swords, that's right. Because, you know, like, how could it be one person? Think about it. It's impossible. Because, you know, I have friends that get married early, And like 5 years down the line, they like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. I think I moved too young. You know. So how could it be your soulmate is one person when you move so fast? Like you get married at 20, and then the whole time you with the person, you're like, oh man, I wish I could get with somebody else. That's because your soulmate is not one person. That's why. And most people that get married young, they end up like that. They lusting after somebody else, but. You know, because they make that move too fast. They mess themselves up. So soulmate, there's nothing wrong with monogamy as long as everybody gets along and agree before they move in with each other. I have friends that's doing it right now, and, like, you know, they be getting jealous. Girls get jealous. Like, why would you go that far if you're going to not like it? It don't make no sense.
So pretty much your whole you're straight up in agreement with the whole, you know, as many as you can afford.
I can't hear you. We can't hear you.
I said so you're pretty much into the whole as many as you can afford type scenario, but as long as everybody has an understanding of what it is, that's what you're into, yes?
Yeah, but I mean I never done it before, but I don't judge it because I feel like as long as everybody agree and get along and have an open mind and, you know, it's not on low vibration, everything is good.
Okay. So, Sister Quina, please tell me and tell all the listeners out there if you have anything big going on for you or, hey, if you just want to get yourself out there, if you want to put your name out there or whatever.
Queen
so
of Swords.
So anyone can follow you or anything like that.
I forgot. What did you say again? I'm sorry. I got distracted.
If anybody wants to link up with you, if you got anything big going on that you want people to know about, you know, right now this is your time to shine and put it out there.
I got the alkaline water. I got the alkaline water. Anybody need that alkaline water to make themselves? I got the alkaline water. That's it. Queen of Swords from Brooklyn representing. Need a spliff. I'm just chilling. You see, I can say anything, remember? So.
Yeah, I definitely said you can say whatever you want. That's why I'm giving you this time
spliff,
right now.
I need a spliff, man.
So.
Need a spliff. I can't sleep. That's it. I'm just chilling. I'm just.
All right, so maybe Brother Pro, he can probably get to a spliff. That's my man from high
school.
He can probably get to a spliff and get it going.
Right
now, so we're still going on the topic. Actually, I'm gonna switch the topic up. We went from, you know, relationships and polygamy and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to switch it up because Brother Pro Dillinger, he is a artist, so I'm going to take it to the state of hip-hop somewhere he can chime in on. I know he spoke on it earlier, but I want him to get back on it because he's underground, he's raw, he's gritty, and he's what everyone's looking for right now. You know what I'm saying? Just what he's talking about. So right now I'm talking on the state of hip-hop, and on the last show I started with the female MCs, but I'm starting with the male MCs now, because right now everyone's looking up to Lil Wayne, everyone's looking to T.I., everyone's looking to
Lil Wayne is black. I'm sorry.
To Jay-Z, everybody's looking to these guys like they're this shit. Now me, I'm an 80s baby, and I have a sister who came up earlier than that. So me coming up, I was listening to people like, you know, the Grandmaster Flash, the Furious Five, you know, even Daft Punk and things of that nature. So, Queen, well, I got you on the phone. As far as the male hip-hop artist is concerned, what type of flow, whose energy are you trying to really see come back into this game right now? Like, because, you know, right now everyone's on the whole skinny jean movement and everything like that. So I want to know what it is, like, as a female, what is it you're looking for, like, whose album would make you want to say, hey, I'm going to go to Best Buy and buy that CD. I'm going to go and download that album. Who got you right now like that?
They all dead. Well, DMX right now. I like DMX. I like Onyx. I like 50 Cent. That's my, you know, I like them gangster hip-hop. 50 Cent, Onyx, Wu-Tang. I wish Wu-Tang could come back right now, you know. But I don't think
Too, I don't even know if anybody from the Wu is listening to me. I know the brother Shaheem, he's friends with me on Facebook. Hopefully he's listening in tonight. But actually, Wu-Tang got a new album out.
It's Meth, it's Ray, it's Ghost. They got a little collaboration thing going in.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to check that out. It's,
okay.
You can check it out. I believe it's Wu-Tang.com, whatever it is.
I definitely will check it out.
But with that, you could definitely check that out. Like I said, with them, I know hip-hop is what it is. Hip-hop stays the same as far as these guys go. Also, all right, also we got another caller calling in from the 914 area code. 914-290, you are live in the pregame extended edition with Brooklyn Black.
Yo,
what's going on, 914-290?
Yo, it's Pro.
All right, Pro Dillinger is in the building. Okay, so therefore we got Pro, we got Queen of, and which is good because we're
Queen of Swords. Queen of Swords.
Queen of Shaking.
Queen of Swords. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, Queen of Swords, you know, she's holding it down. You know, she's holding it out for the ladies.
Uh-huh.
And we got Pro representing the males. So pretty much we're having something going on. Like I said, we're talking about the state of hip hop. We just covered the male point of view.
Can I say one more thing? It's nothing if a woman get married to 3 or 4 guys too. Just like the other way around. It's, you know, there's
yo,
no boundaries.
Yo, she's still stuck on this. Yo, Queen, man.
It go both ways, you know what I'm saying? Both ways, you know?
Yeah,
just
I can dig
that
it,
out
huh?
There, both ways.
You sound very but free and very, you know.
Right now, we're not even talking about how the lifestyle per se affects America. We're not talking about how, you know, how their however they live affects.
Yo, point blank, what I'm saying is, here's what I'm saying, right? If I move in with a shorty, right, and she got some friends that like me, and we end up getting into something one evening, and they like me, you know, and they like us together as a couple, and they say, you know what, you know, we want to kind of, like, stay here with y'all because we feel comfortable, then I'm with that because as long as you got some kind of income or something to bring to the table and we're all comfortable with the situation and nobody gets in the way, nobody's stepping on no toes, then we're good because I've been in them kind of situations before.
Okay.
Okay, so economically speaking, then, okay, fine, polygamy, that's what it is. But right now,
yeah,
we're not on polygamy.
All right.
Economically speaking, all right,
check this
polygamy
out.
Is the move. Right
as
now,
far
we're
as
talking
hip-hop,
about
right?
The state of hip-hop.
As
right
far
now,
as
we're talking about
hip-hop.
The state of hip-hop. And when I say the state of hip-hop, I mean we're talking about the lyrics, the content, the beats, the artists, everything as a whole. Now we got Queen of Swords representing on the women's part of the side. We got you, Pro, for the male point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, now I say it like this: as far as females go, I don't care what you tell me. I am a Brooklyn dude, and this is what I feel. This is what I feel. The top 3 females in rap. I'm sorry. I'll give you a top 5. The top
okay.
5.
Five. There's 5.
From.
Yeah.
I'll give you a top 5 from least to greatest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as top 5, we got Nicki Minaj at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Remy Ma at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Kim at 3. Foxy
whoa.
At 2.
Kim should have been number 1. I'm sorry.
Whoa. You say
Foxy
Kim at
2.
You didn't hear
Foxy
my number 1.
Two.
My number 1 person will be MC Light. And I don't
yeah.
care what you say.
I was
you
waiting
get any
for that.
Female against MC Light, MC Light.
She will get matched right now.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Right
now.
You get any female right now against MC Light.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
And she's like 50,
you said Foxy Brown.
She's number 2.
MC
Foxy's
Light is like
two.
The female Rakim. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's nasty.
Like,
she's
really,
still nasty.
Like, no one can really fuck with MC Light right now.
MC Light is kind of like, you know, like Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane never got whack. He's still nice, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just got older.
Yeah, but you know, as far as like it's like you were saying earlier, like Nicki Minaj, she's nice and all that, but I don't fuck with her because all of the extra shit, all of the like cartoon shit and the Barbie thing, and she
yeah,
just be
she's
doing
all
too
animated.
Yeah, all of the bright clothes and all that. That's too much, man. I can't listen to that shit all the time. This nigga Lil Wayne, he's just high all the time, and you could tell in his music. You know what I'm saying? And then the other little niggas that's around him is just there, you know what I mean? The only nigga that's really in his crew that's nice is fucking Jay Mills.
All right, now as far as Lil Wayne goes, now, Pro, I don't know if you remember back in the high school days,
When Lil Wayne all these Cash Money niggas was out, I had the whole group of niggas on that shit. Niggas wasn't wearing flags until I started doing it. Niggas wasn't wearing Cash Money pieces until I started doing it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was feeling Wayne then, and nobody was feeling Wayne. But then that's when Wayne started getting drunk off of purple stuff and smoking and stuff that New York niggas is smoking. That's when everybody started feeling Wayne.
He has the most music out. He come out with a music like every week. That's why he's the shit right now. He comes out with a new song every day. He writes every day.
You're right.
Yeah, because
right
he stayed hustling. But we're talking about the content. Like, if you listen to Lil Wayne's first album, you listen to his latest joint,
that nigga
like
sound, you know what, y'all?
Different niggas.
I used to really like Lil Wayne when the Cash Money thing was going on, man. And then I even liked him when he first struck out as a solo artist. And then he just started getting into this other area of himself musically, I think. And he just, I don't know, that mixed with the drugs, it just, it's weird now. It's not the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, he's not the
same.
And
because it sounds different, people think it's something new and, oh my God, this is amazing. No, nigga, that nigga is mad high.
That nigga high up crack, that's why he sounds like that.
And he's just freestyling. He's just high and drunk and freestyling. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hate on him because he's doing him, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't do a song with Lil Wayne. I mean, I'm lying. I would do a song a little way. I'm lying.
if the money right, you know what I'm saying, you would definitely do it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, you know, I don't know, son. Somebody on another radio show asked me about Young Money and, you know, the state of hip-hop and all that. I'm like, you know, really, the state of hip-hop is fucking Skinny Jeans and Drake and, you know, it's stupid. It's fucking, it really is stupid. You know what I mean? I'm not happy with it at all, man.
Alright, and it's a good thing you mentioned Skinny Jeans. Now we got a woman, and we got a lady on the line, and you know what I'm saying?
That's
Pro, I would definitely recommend that you add Queen of Swords on your Facebook list.
I've done it already.
You know what I'm saying? Because, she is a real nice-looking Nubian sister. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. Queen, you go out somewhere or whatever. You go out to the club or, you know, you at the mall or whatever, wherever you at, right? Uh-huh. Wherever it is popping. And there's a dude, he comes up to you and he got on jeans tighter than yours.
Oh, my jeans be tight like paint. You know what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. He got on skinny jeans that tight and he's trying to talk to you on some shit like he's the man of shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's the man, but he's wearing jeans tighter than you. Like, you as a woman, could you actually respect that? Like, could you actually respect the guy wearing skinny jeans? Jeans that are made for females. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's gay or something. Because, I remember I saw a guy butt cheek one time with that shit, yo.
Damn.
I saw a guy butt cheek with his pants like that, I
can't respect the nigga
God.
That look. Son, I can't respect the nigga that look like he got a yeast infection.
I wouldn't even walk next to you.
Yeah,
I'm not this right now, yo. You wouldn't even. I'll meet you in the house, but we ain't gonna be outside together.
I'll meet you in the house, yo.
Nah, I'm talking about guys that be having their pants hang down. I don't like it, and a lot of girls don't like it. So I don't who they doing it for. They gotta be doing it for dudes, cause a lot of girls don't like it. Like 99% of girls don't like that shit. So who they doing it for?
Oh no, I guess for.
It's only homos gonna be looking at your ass. Ain't no girls gonna be looking. The girls look at you like, why you got your pants falling off?
I don't like that shit, y'all. That shit is kind of whack. And a lot of females, I don't know if it's just a upstate thing, but a lot of females be like, oh, yeah, the fitted jeans, they look nice. I don't like that shit. I feel uncomfortable, so I don't buy
it. I mean, it's fitted, and on top of that, it's hanging off. That's even worse. That's like a bad combination.
I think I just add you.
All right, so check it like this. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but as of right now, Senate is in debate whether to make niggas with sagging pants illegal. Like, in some states, they got it where if you got caught sagging your pants, you're getting a fine.
They should lock them up, man. They should get locked up.
Now, okay, so now if they implement this, right, does that mean, like I say like this, that means if they do that, that girl's a spandex should get arrested on site.
On site.
That's
because you promoting homo thugs. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get my people on site.
Well, them niggas is like on some fashionable skateboarder kind of shit. Like me, I wear pants, you know what I'm saying? My pants sag or whatever, but it's not on some home shit. You know what I mean? But what the next nigga is doing is really not what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
But
yeah, I feel what you're saying. But like I said, as far as the law is concerned, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know what I'm saying, government and all that shit is concerned, if the top of your pants go below your ass, you're going to get pulled over and get a fine for that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to get pulled over, you're going to get a fine for that. So I say, if they're going to do it like that, I say, chicks who are, like, say, if they 5'2 and they weigh over, I don't know, 120 pounds and they wearing spandex, they need to be arrested on site.
Yeah.
Arrested on site in Rockets Island, straight to Rockets.
Because straight up, and Quinn, you know what I'm saying, you can talk about the accent, she be in the city, so you know, you see the Caribbean chicks, they be wearing hot pink and orange spandex and weigh 400 pounds and be under 4'11".
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
I never seen that one.
You've seen it. You've been to the parade.
You've been to the parade. You've seen it.
Oh,
you've been to the parade.
Yeah.
Come on, son. You've seen it.
I've seen it.
Nah, but you know, I'll be looking at them like they have confidence. Like, that's good. That's a good thing.
Right, confidence is a beautiful thing. Confidence is beautiful.
Yeah, but that's
confidence is beautiful because, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not a Denzel-looking dude, but, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, confidence is a motherfucker, but come on, son.
A lot of confidence.
Like
they
you
more
know,
brave
if
than
you
got, the skinny
you, that is a lot of confidence, because I've seen some big-ass women wearing some little-ass spandex with holes cut in the side and shit. I mean, that's just not popping.
I don't know, man.
Yo, you remember
that's
the time you remember them back
it's
in the day?
Not,
like in
it, you know, that's not popping. That's not what's going on.
No.
But also, too, please, let's give a big shout-out to the brother Panic, my big brother. He is in the room.
Yeah.
He's listening, and he's going to give me feedback later on and all of that.
Shout-out to Panic.
But, you know what I'm saying? You guys want to get your spiritual game in order? You guys want to get at him? But... So far, you guys, it seems like y'all either or, you know what I'm saying, on the whole big chicken spandex thing.
I just think it should go straight to Rockets, you know, because I saw a guy butt cheeks one time, and I'm like, yo, you sure you straight, yo? You sure you ain't gay?
Yeah.
For real. They be talking about they straight with their butt cheeks showing everybody, like, take me.
Chill. Yo, man, I'm looking at your pictures, man. Yo, Vern, man, yo, shorty is gorgeous, blood.
Yeah, I
did have
told you that one.
No, all right.
That's that Jamaican blood, man. It's Jamaican blood.
I love Jamaican women. Holy shit. All right,
so let's check. All right, so let's check it out. We gonna get in on this. All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about some baby mama stuff right here.
Thank God,
I'm not one of those. Nah, I'm just.
Like I said. Only reason why I'm saying we going on the whole baby mama drama thing because, believe it or not, that topic was number one topic in the email. So I want to shout everybody right up the email, brooklynblk@gmail.com. You guys hit me with suggestions and all of that, so therefore I'm covering it. We're going in on it right now. We got Pro Dillinger and Queen of Swords, guest host, both sides point of view. We're going on this thing until 4 o'clock, so we got another, 26 minutes. We're going in on this thing right here. So right now, we're covering...
It should have been till 5, man. I can't sleep.
Yo.
If I could get this thing extended until 5, and later on, I'll let you guys know. It'll be a little break, so if I get some material, get a little drink, and anything like that.
I got 10 on it. Let's go till 5. I got 10 on it.
You need to come to the crib then, son. But anyway, so we're going in. Like I said, we're going in on baby mamas. Like I said,
I got plenty of material.
I know for a fact because I have sisters, I got cousins, aunts, everything like that. I know this for a fact, callers, everybody who's listening, that not all baby mamas is crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Not all baby mamas with bitches and all of that. You know, some of them, they got their shit together. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, they do what they got to do and everything like that. But the ones I want to talk about now are the ones who would have an appointment at Who's Dance at 3:30, but then get there at 3:45 and wonder why they can't get seen. Those baby mamas. Nah, I want to talk about those baby mamas who know that they baby, who knows that the baby daddy is doing all they can to give up money and spend time with him and everything, but yet they still want to take homeboy to court.
Because they bitter.
Exactly, because he don't want to be with them or whatever. I want to know about those baby mamas who will be outside homeboy job and want to scratch up his car and all of this good stuff.
From what I noticed, it's usually broke girls that do that. No offense, it's usually broke ones that do that, because I know females that don't do that because they got money already.
Yeah, my baby mom's just a bug out, man. Sometimes she's all right, and sometimes she's not all right. So most of the time, she's not all right.
Mood swings.
But shit, my baby's almost two, so she shouldn't be even going through that right now.
10 years later, they still do that, y'all.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, I don't deal with that no more. You know what I'm saying? Because that takes a lot out of the relationship, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think good thing, good thing you brought that up, Pro. Quinn, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's a good thing, Pro, you brought that up, because, like, now, when you got to ask backwards relationship with the moms, right? Now, you being a dad, and you got to see about to be two, you know, and at that age, they know who daddy is, who mommy is, and everything like that. Now, if you have a bugged out relationship with the moms like that, how does that directly affect your relationship with the kid? You know what I mean? Because as much as you want to be with the kid, you're not, because the kid is with the moms more than she's with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
so
me personally,
how does that directly affect that relationship?
Me personally, homie, like, that doesn't affect the relationship with my daughter at all. Like, I see her whenever I want to. We live in the same town. Like, right now, I got her. We at my mom's house, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a problem as far as that's concerned, but I mean, me and her, like, that's done. Like, we, like, you know what I mean? And it's sad, you know what I mean, because you try to make it work for the baby and shit, you know what I mean? But if there's no sense in just being there for the baby if you're just unhappy, you know what I mean?
A lot of people think they should do that, too, stay for the baby.
Nah, it don't make no sense.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, boom, that shit's whack, you know what I mean? I'm not with that.
I hate to see when couples break up when the baby's so young. I'm like, why y'all didn't try?
Yeah, you gotta try, Alicia. You gotta try, Alicia.
But what if they did try? What if they tried? They exhausted everything. Like, you know, say like, they high school sweethearts or whatnot.
Then it's okay. You can't.
You know, they
that.
High school sweethearts, and you know, they had the baby and XYZ. But then, you know, this shit ain't work out. You know what I mean?
You can't stretch it. You can't make it go longer than it's. You know what I'm saying? There's no way, because then it's like being a dead horse, homie. And then eventually, you know, the babies and the rest of the kids are gonna start noticing like that you guys don't really get along and you're kind of just faking it. You know what I'm saying?
No matter what, you got to keep 100% for the kids, right?
Yes, because whether you think so or not, they notice, you know what I mean? Because my baby mom's got other kids, so when we not getting along, everybody knows, you know what I mean? All
right.
The kids do be picking up the vibes. They do. They're mad smart.
Yeah. So it's like,
okay, you know, so Quinnifer, you know, tell me from, you know, a woman's point of view. Like, you got all the kids, you struggling, baby daddy doing good, you know, and whatever. Like, the kids are with the baby father and he's doing good, the kids doing good, you're struggling, but you're doing your thing. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you feel like that type of thing would be different, you know, how would that stress the relationship on the kids, being the mother,
pretty much on the outside,
you know what I mean?
Well, I don't have any kids, you know, so I can't relate. I'm 30 years old, I don't have any kids, and I wouldn't be in that situation because I already got money. So I wouldn't be in that situation, you know, but I don't know what to say, but I wouldn't be in that situation. I would have my stash already anyway, so I wouldn't be stressed out like, oh, my God, he's doing good and I'm struggling. Never happen. That will never happen, yo.
Okay, so pretty much you're pretty much taking your stand for the independent ladies, the ones, you know,
and I'm not
the
trying
class
to have no kids, and I'm not trying to have no kids.
I like that.
Okay, all right, good thing. So you're all about safe sex. Hooray! So
hooray.
Well. Okay. I'm not trying to have kids. That's all I said. Well, not trying to have kids.
Also, that doesn't mean that you're down for safe sex all the time?
No, I just said I'm not trying to have kids. That's all I said. All next right, subject,
that is another show.
Next
topic. That is another show.
Another
that show. Is another,
another
show.
Show.
That is another show.
I mean, let's keep it
another
honest.
Show.
I'm sure, if, you know, listen.
Another
we're
show.
Hey,
I'm not
hey.
I'm 30.
That's
I'm
another
not
show.
Trying to have no kids. I'm 30.
You guys are at each other. You guys are at each other. You guys handle it that way. But
yeah.
Right now I'm on the air, you know, we try to get this thing going. You know, this is the first go-around. I want to tell y'all, I want to appreciate y'all. You know, you
good
guys
job.
Help me out. You know what
good
I mean?
Job.
But, so.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be
up,
in Brooklyn tomorrow too, son.
So hit me up as long as I'm free, you know what I'm saying? And you in good distance, I'll meet up with you.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying? And that's what I do. You know, if, you know. Because even though some things will end up being crazy, but, you know, if you check out, I'll get up with you. You know, if you got something going on, I will get up with you. I will help you plan or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'll help you promote it, all that good shit.
You got to figure out how to upload the songs, man, because I got mad shit I could just give you. Like,
yeah, I'll be working
play.
On that. I'll be working that also too. I am having a little. I'm having tryouts for my theme music because you know I need theme music and all that good shit. So all of that, hit me up brooklynblk@gmail.com for any and all music pertaining to the show. That is the email address you hit up. If you got suggestions for a topic to go on, if you want me to try to get some type of guest, please, like I said, please everybody who's tuning in. Keep in mind, I am a regular dude, so I don't know everybody like that, but like I said, I will try to get them on here if you want them on here. So if I don't get them on here, don't hate me. Don't cuss me out. I will try to get them on here. Like I said, pretty much this is more so for people who are unsigned, people who need just get their name out here, you know, the raw hip-hop people like Pro, you know what I'm saying, and people who speak their mind, the opinionated people like Queen, and these who I had specifically, these two people on the show tonight. These are the type of people I want tuning in, these type of people I want, you know, showing love and dropping off music and all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying, if the mainstream people want to get in, that is all well and good. I love the appreciation. Give me the support. Hell, I'll take sponsors. Holler at me. But pretty much this is for everybody who is underground, everybody who is not signed, everybody who just wants to be heard by everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody who is, all the regular people can connect. This is what this show is for. Like I said, also, too, whenever we have the show, our call number is 347-857-4302. You can save that number in your telephones, your Google phone, whatever. I am on Ubu. I am on Skype. Whatever, we can do the thing. Pro Dillinger, he got stuff going on, and this has been my dude. Him and his fam has been rocking with me since, like, I don't know, 2002.
Yeah.
So, me and him, we go deep. And Queen and me and her, we got a little history, so that's what it is. And that's why I'm appreciating all the love that everyone's showing me. I don't care if I got one viewer, three viewers. Someone out there besides me is hearing what I got to say and hearing what my people got to say, and that is all I care about, and that is all I'm grateful for.
You so, record the show?
Like I said.
You recording the show?
Yeah, I'm recording the show. I'll put the word on how you guys can download and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, anything for the show, brooklynblk@gmail.com. Hit up Pro Dillinger. Mm-hmm. These guys are on my Facebook. Hit up Queen of Swords. Hit up everyone on my Facebook. Brother
Queen
Penning,
of Swords on
hit him
Facebook.
Yo, I'm on Gmail too,
Twitter,
bro. I'm on Gmail too,
Twitter,
bro.
Gmail. Twitter, Gmail, whatever.
Word.
Also, too, I want to get some people on here. Brother Panic, I know you're still in here, so you let me know when you want to get up in the room. Muatan, I give you respect, even though you haven't said anything yet. But we got about 15 minutes left in the show. We done went through baby mamas and all that good stuff. All right. We got a Jamaican in the room, so I feel this is going to be
yes,
a good topic.
Yes, Jamaica,
Okay,
we're going to go about, you know, you go to the club, they throw in a reggae joint, and, you know, Jamaica said they feel they got to give homeboys, you know, the standing lap dances while they're on the dance floor and then wonder why the dude want to take them home.
Okay, because you know why? Because when we dance,
you damn near molesting the dude on the dance floor. You're damn near molesting the dude on the dance floor. And then you get mad when he say, oh, what's good? Let's hit the bathroom or some good stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I didn't know guys be saying that.
Okay, you're Jamaica. I don't know if you've been to a club in Brooklyn, but I don't know if you know about Caribbean City, but...
Yeah, I've been there before. Uh-huh.
Fire Sundays.
You got to know about that shit.
That's
the best time you could smoke them days. That's the best day to go.
Especially during Labor Day. Yeah, holler at me about that one. But... you know what I'm saying? Come on, they throw the Calypso on, and, you know, like I said, y'all be grinding all up on the Johnson and all of this good stuff, you know. And then
because
you
it's a dance. Because that's dancing.
And then you ladies get offended.
That's how we dance, though. That's normal behavior.
That's
normal behavior.
That's not how you dance.
That's not dancing.
That's not how you dance.
I'm telling you, that's how we dance.
Son.
That's the culture. That's how we dance. So you can't take it personal, like, okay, I'm going to hit it in the bathroom now.
That's right, but
sometimes, yo, come on, let's be real. Sometimes the ladies take it mad far.
That is sex.
If you go to Jamaica, you see that's normal. And if you notice, if you look at the parties in Jamaica, the guys never mess with them because they know it's normal behavior. It's only here they act like that. Because they're coming on to them or something. In Jamaica, it's normal, so the guys don't even harass them.
So that's in Jamaica. I'm broadcasting from Brooklyn, and I'm talking about the club in Brooklyn. You feel what I'm saying? And that club, Caribbean City, if you're not familiar, that is right across the street from Evansville Projects. So you ladies are gyrating and shaking booties, clapping ass.
On project niggas, and then wonder why, like I said,
they want to take y'all in the bathroom and shit.
That's a good point, project niggas. Of course you can't do that with project niggas.
I mean, I've
never been through that before because, you know, I'm a Rasta, so the guys have mad respect for me, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I never went through that. Even when I wasn't dread. I didn't go through that, like, okay, let's go in the bathroom. I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, I think it's normal behavior. I'm sorry.
So, Queen, let me ask you a question. Like, really, normally, what does it take, you know what I'm saying, to get to that level? Like, a dude got to go through a lot, you know what I'm saying?
It's a dateline? What?
What?
Well, what the dude got to do to get to what level?
Where it gets to that point where, you know what I'm saying, that he can see you on a regular basis and all of that, you know what I mean?
Yo, know, like I said, we're going to save that one for the personal Facebook messages. You guys are mad at each other. Y'all do that.
That falls into the FCC is listening.
Hold on.
that falls into the dancing thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying if you're going to grind up all on me in the club and all of that and just walk away.
No, I told you why we like that. Because that's how we dance. It's normal behavior. It's like a Spanish person dancing. You know what I mean? It's like a Dominican. Same thing. Dominican dance like that, too.
I don't know, son.
But anyway, we got about 10 minutes left in the show.
I
want to get out there. Check out GrittyLifeMusic.com. I believe that is Brother Bo Dillinger's site, GrittyLifeMusic.com. Check it out. Check out all his music over there. Also, too, you want to follow me on Twitter, I am www.twitter.com, Brooklyn Black. I'll give you show updates and everything through there. I'll also do that through Facebook.
One way to find me, match up the pictures. My Twitter picture and my Facebook picture are one and the same. So therefore, you cannot miss me. I am also on BlackBerry. So you guys holler at me. I'll get you guys through there. BrooklynBLK@gmail.com is the show email. You know, drop off suggestions, guest requests, anything like that. Once I get the whole music thing going, and I'll start doing that thing and all that. So underground artists, let me know, get at me, and that's all I'm doing, underground. If you got a deal, do not send me anything, because you will not get any burn. If you got a deal, do not send me nothing. But if you are not signed, and you ain't got nothing on the streets, holler at me, I will get you shine, all right? I'll even get some underground people shine who got deals. But holler at me, this is how we're going to do it. And since we got 10-9 minutes left in the show, we're going to go a little wing left on the topic, a little bit wing left, you know, a little back on the hip-hop thing. Jay-Z.
Oh, man.
Did this dude sell his, no, did this dude really sell his soul? How do you feel? Bro,
oh.
As the underground artist, I want to know how you feel. Queena, as a hip-hop fan, as a Caribbean fan, as a female peer, I want to know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? We're going to ride this out for the last 9-8 minutes, all right? Bro, it's on you, my dude.
Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z's trying to be Frank Sinatra right now. That's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is just, he's doing too much right now. Like, Jay-Z needs to either figure out if he wants to make music or be in the background. Because at this point, it's like, I don't know, man. He's losing his, I don't know, his edge as far as, you know what I mean? Being an artist is concerned, I feel. I like the last album he put out, you know what I'm saying? But he's just trying to, he's becoming too approachable, you know what I mean?
So do you feel like as a street nigga, he's losing street cred?
I don't know if it's street cred. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I doubt that as a regular dude, I'd get close enough to shake Jay-Z's hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Jay-Z is at that point where he wouldn't even shake my hand.
He been like that.
That's how I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so regardless of whatever he's doing, he's still the kind of nigga that wouldn't shake my hand. You know what I'm saying? And I only want to deal with niggas that'll shake my hand.
Okay.
Deal with niggas.
Right, so
I don't think he a devil worshiper.
Okay, so bro, what do you think on that one? Do you think like he's a double? Do you think like, you know, he's with that whole Freemasonry and, you know, you being a person of the Islamic faith, especially, like, do you feel, you know, he's one of those, you know, he took the blood oath, and is he one of those who that's against everything that you religiously stand for?
Son, I wouldn't even be able to speculate on what Jay-Z does behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying, like. You know what I mean? If that's what he's doing, then astaghfirullah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's on him, you know what I mean? Like, only God knows what that dude be doing behind closed doors. I mean, as far as his money and stuff, that's because he's a smart businessman, and he worked on his angles, and he used the right people to get to where he needed to be, and he's still doing that, you know what I'm saying? So Jay-Z's a smart businessman. That's why he's rich, you know what I'm saying?
So pretty much, you being underground, you being unsigned, everything like that. You see him as a dude who just took advantage of an opportunity.
Of many opportunities.
Okay, so it's like
and,
you don't see him as
people.
Someone like who did something like out of the ordinary. Like you don't think like he signed some contract in blood. Like you just feel, you know, when something arose, he
took
advantage
took
and
it.
He just
yeah,
came out on top.
Because Jay-Z's a hustler, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Jay-Z knew that with Dame Dash behind them and the kind of things they were doing, that they had a chance of being successful. So they dedicated their time and their money to being successful. So that's what they did, you know what I mean? And that's what happened. They became extremely successful, and super duper paid, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I can't be mad at Jay-Z. I don't hate on Jay-Z at all. I mean, like, not at all, because he capitalized on his talent, you know, and his ambitions, and his man, and he stepped on people, and he made foul moves, and he made good moves, and Jay-Z's rich. That's it.
All right. All right, so that's pretty much what it is from an underground artist point of view. Now, as a consumer, Queena, like, as a consumer, as a person who goes out and buys hip-hop, who goes and downloads the songs, buys the ringtones, everything like that, for the last 6 minutes, you know, let me know, like, how do you feel on that? Like, you know, like I said, you as a consumer, a person who has to go out and buy this, and the person who, you know, makes whatever song is the ringtone and everything like that, like, what is it? How do you feel about the whole Jay-Z situation?
I mean, I don't have no problem with Jay-Z. I like Jay-Z. My favorite song was Dead President. Presidents Represent Me. That was my favorite song, and, you know, it's still my favorite song. And I don't really watch music videos and listen to the radio, so I don't know what the hell is going on out there. All I do is study. I don't know. I don't watch BET. I don't listen to Hot 97. I'm in seclusion right now. So, you know, that's why when you see me put up videos on Facebook, it's some 10 years ago shit. But for now, I think Jay-Z's okay. I don't have no problem with him and the ringtone stuff. I mean, I got a T-phone, so I don't have no ringtone on my phone.
Word.
I got no ringtone. I got them $20 phone, man.
Word.
As long as I can talk, that's all I care about.
Word, man. This shit is getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand. I live by myself. I can't be wasting money on bullshit, yo. For real. I don't know, yo.
So what would you pretty much classify like as bullshit type of music that you will not buy? Like, what artist, like, who
should you not buy? Lil Wayne. I would never buy a Lil Wayne album. Maybe back then when he first came out, but no, Lil Wayne. And, oh, yeah, that guy that sang that song, Give Me $20, I would never buy his shit. Oh, my God, talking about Give Me $20. What kind of shit is that?
What about Gucci Man? I would buy a Gucci Man CD.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, man.
To tell you the truth, I don't really listen to the radio like that. I'm always listening to reggae. And
yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah.
So, pretty much
that sound. What's
like,
that sound?
Oh, it's because, you know, we got a couple minutes left in the show. I believe, let me see, we got about 2 minutes left in the show. So, I guess I'll use the time now. Wrap up everything now. You guys stay on the line because, you know, you guys have made this show real, you know, real easy for me to get through and everything like that. Your opinions have been good. I hope you guys can come in later on and do other shows and everything like that because, like
Word.
I said, I value you guys' opinions. I appreciate you guys calling in and everything like that, burning up your any time minutes with me. I appreciate it. you know, but next week, all right, got 90 seconds left. The next show will be on the 17th, so keep rocking with me. Spread the word. The next show is on the 17th. BrooklynBLK@gmail.com is the website for the show exclusively. Follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, all one word, BLACK. That's how you spell it. Everyone, please, like I said, thank you for tuning in tonight. This impromptu show, you guys have done it. Queena Soz, Pro Dillinger, please, if you're on Facebook, check them out. If you're on Twitter, check them out. Just regardless, I appreciate you guys for calling in. I love you. I got about 4 seconds.
Got in. It was great. I love it.
Word.
I got about 40 seconds left. We're going to
wrap this up. Mad late.
Like I said, grimelifemusic.com. Also, to everybody, do your census forms. Stop playing. Do the census forms. Tell the government how many niggas is in your house. Let's get it going. Let me see. Like I said, thank everybody. BrooklynBLK@gmail.com. suggestions, guests, everything, stuff like that. Thank you, everybody. I will see you guys next Saturday at 11 o'clock on the show. Have a good one, guys. Peace out.
Peace. Peace in the Middle East.